Hello, and welcome to the audio accompaniment to the September issue of the magazine I Love English World. This month, we'll be looking at everything from the British royal family to virtual assistants and wild mustangs. But first, we look back at one of the many ordinary heroes to emerge from the COVID-19 pandemic, Sir Thomas More, or Captain Tom, to his fans. The story of how this 100-year-old raised millions of pounds for health workers in Britain was one of the feel-good stories of the summer.
The mission. Captain Tom is a war veteran who raised over £30 million for Britain's National Health Service, NHS. His mission? To complete 100 laps of his garden in the weeks before his 100th birthday. His initial ambition was to raise £1,000 for the magnificent staff now fighting COVID-19. By the time he had completed the last lap, he had raised over £12 million and become a social media phenomenon.
140,000 cards. Captain Tom has inspired the sort of intense fandom more often associated with Instagram influencers. For his 100th birthday, he received an estimated 140,000 cards, an occasion that was also marked by two wartime Royal Air Force planes flying over his home. Captain Tom's heroic efforts were also celebrated by a massive billboard in London's Piccadilly Circus, and news that he is to be knighted.
Another record. In another triumph, Captain Tom became the oldest artist to have a number one single with his cover version of You'll Never Walk Alone, a collaboration with singer Michael Ball and the NHS Voices of Care Choir. Tom's version beat The Weeknd to the number one spot.
From Russia with Love. You are never too old to be a trendsetter. Inspired by Tom's fundraising talents, Zinaida Korneva, 97, a Russian Second World War veteran, created a YouTube channel in which she talks of her time as a Red Army soldier near Stalingrad. In just 5 days, she raised 2.5 million Russian rubles, 30,400 euros, for the families of Russian doctors. A big admirer of Tom, Zinaida even knitted him some wool socks.